Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
All right, guys, welcome to another podcast. Today is going to be a little bit of a different one, mainly because I'm the only one that's going to be doing the podcast. So this one's going to be a good one. We're going to be talking about long-term. So let's talk about long-term. What is long-term? So the way that I define long-term is something that you are invested in over a period of time. And to me, what is long-term is anywhere between 4 to 10 years plus. All right. So anything that's around one, couple months, couple weeks to 3 years, I would still consider that somewhat short term. Why are we going to be talking about long term? So the reason why we do, why we're going to be talking about it is because that's what's going to help us success, essentially. So my next question being, why is it important to think long term? And I just have a couple of notes jotted down, but basically the main ones being, if you think long term, whenever you get disappointed that something doesn't work out, you won't, essentially you won't be disappointed because you're thinking long term. And with that, you accept failures a lot more, and then you want to learn more from it. So a good example could be when you're learning something that's just like a recreational activity. So for example, you're learning how to skateboard. You know, it's not something that's serious, like for some people. But when you do fail, let's just say you can't do that ollie, you're gonna constantly keep practicing over and over. You're gonna be accepting those failures. And you're like, okay, perfect. What can I learn from it? Obviously, I'm going a little bit too deep into this, but you could use this example with anything. You want to take that mentality and then you want to put it right into your business, school, career, fitness. You could literally use this mentality anywhere in life. If you think long-term, you're honestly setting yourself up for success. And another point that I want to make is not a lot of people are in that kind of mindset. So it's perfect because there's not a lot of competition there. I'm going to use stocks as an example because that's kind of like the biggest thing that's going on right now. But right now, all you hear about is day trading, all of this stuff, which is good. It's going to, you do see success coming from it. But it's more so just like a quick gain. You want to make a quick buck. And like for most people out there, it's not their career. It's not something that they're going to be doing day in and day out. So it doesn't make sense for someone that's not that invested into stocks. What makes sense is thinking about the long term, doing index funds. For those of you that don't know what index funds are, they're basically just like think about a long term account, right? You're just putting in money over months, months, and months. And then when you retire, you take that money out. And then you've accumulated X amount of money. So when you think about long term, you're setting yourself up for success. Now, how do I start thinking long term? I think it's really important to just assess why you're doing what you're doing. So the reason why I'm talking about this is because let's use fitness as an example, or in this case, let's use my career as an example, so personal training. I'm planning to become a strength and conditioning coach. Okay, that's great. I want to know what my reason is. Why am I getting into strength and conditioning? Is it because I like sports? Is it because I like training people? Is it because I just love fitness? Those are all good reasons, but they're not going to drive you to success. Those are like, let's use those examples kind of like motivation. You know, it's good. It has its time and place, but when you know your reason, then that's when you're going to be more committed. That's when you're going to be more invested. That's when you're going to start putting in the work when you don't want to put in the work. And then you're going to think more long-term. For example, let's use me as this example, strength and conditioning coach. What my long-term plan is to open up my own facility where I could be training athletes. That's a long-term plan. All right, now what's my reasoning? as a athlete back in my time, I struggled with getting scouted. And one thing that I found frustrating was that one reason. Like, I found it that I was good, but I could have been better. And yes, there are a lot of personal trainers out there, but with social media nowadays, a lot of them are more tailored to themselves than they are caring about other people. So my reasoning as to why I want to be a strength and conditioning coach is I want to take these young athletes, mediocre athletes, and I want to transform them into these professional beasts. And so I want to basically increase their chances of becoming professionals. That's my reason, because I can relate to that kind of stuff. So now I have my reason, and that's what's going to set me up for success. That's why I'm going to reach that goal. I'm not going to think about right now. Yes, having clients are nice. It's going to keep you busy. But you know what? What about feeding yourself with knowledge? Working on what you can actually work on. For example, I know the things that I struggle with is sometimes speech. You know, when I'm training with clients, it's hard to constantly keep talking and keeping the training engaged. So what am I going to do? I'm going to start investing into myself, and I'm thinking about long term, because if I'm going to be dealing with these athletes, I want to be able to communicate my messages clearly so that they're able to take what they can get from me and then put it into their own practice. So that's what I mean by thinking long term. You know, if you take someone that doesn't think long term, they're like, okay, I want to get clients right now, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get them right now. Yes, that's a good mentality to have, but what if it's not the season for you to start getting busy, right? Like, I'm going to use this metaphor as an example. Let's use a door, right? So let's say that you open that door, and then you see that, okay, that's my end point. If I go past this door, this is everything that I dreamed for, essentially. But all of a sudden, that door is closed. What that door is trying to tell you is that you are not ready yet, mentally, physically. And so what you need to do is you need to be close to that door, preparing yourself, feeding yourself with that knowledge, so that when that door does open back up, it will not close on you after. And so that's essentially the type of mindset that you need to have to think long term. So another example that I like to use on how to start thinking long term is using examples. So you can use vision boards. You can use other examples that we mentioned in this podcast where you create the perfect version of yourself and you write it every single detail down on a piece of paper. Or if you're used to using images, create an image of what your perfect self would be. Another example that I like to use, and I constantly think about this every single day, and you might have heard me mention this before, it's the learning curve. So for those of you that are just tuning in right now and you don't know what the learning curve is, it's essentially just a graph. You could search it up too. It's called the learning curve graph. It's basically just a graph, and it has a really big curved line. And what that curved line is basically saying is at that beginning stage where you see that line basically plateau and not curve, that's where we all are in that short-term slash long-term phase. That phase can last up to years and years. What you need to be doing is working towards that goal. Again, that's when having your reason comes into play. Having those interests are good, but that's not going to drive you to that long-term mentality. So you want to be able to have your reason, and then you keep fighting for it. You know, you keep working, you keep working, you keep working, and eventually that curve is going to start coming up. It may take weeks, like I said, it may take months, but right after that next day, boom, everything's going to open up. But you need to make sure that you are prepared and you are taking the necessary steps in order to succeed, all right? So that's why it's so important to think long-term and not just short-term. There are time and places when short-term does come in handy, but there, for the most part, thinking long term is the best thing you can literally do for yourself. If I could take one thing from anything in my own life, it's that don't rush the process. If you try to rush the process, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. For example, like I have so much to learn, and I've been doing personal training for a couple years now, and I thought, hey, I know it all. But as soon as I went to this new job, I started realizing that, wow, I still have a lot to learn. And that made me excited because I'm only going to be adding more to my arsenal. So thinking long term, you're going to be like, yes, this could benefit this person because it's going to make them more healthy. It's going to set them up for success. Thinking long term is the best thing you can ever do for yourself. And yeah, essentially that is all I have for today. Think long term, guys. That is the message for today. Know your reason. Don't just follow your interest. Think about ways of how you can ingrain your brain into thinking long term. And then from there on out, you will be successful. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and please share this. It does mean a lot to us. And if you guys have any suggestions on topic ideas, don't be afraid to give us a shout out. DM both me and Sandra with any ideas that you may have. And yeah, look forward to hearing from you guys. And without further ado, go at it, think long term, and succeed. See you guys.